Welcome to the Kim and Kyle podcast, where we give realtors and entrepreneurs the mindset, strategies, and skills that you need to build the business and life you want. Every week, we're bringing you guests or ideas to help you market your business for the year we live in.
And we're live. Part two.
Part two. Yes, we're coming back. Last episode, we dove into reasons why you need to build a personal brand, and we used kind of real estate and Zillow as an example.
That's right.
And we spent most of the time talking about the reasons why it's important. And today we're going to talk about what does that look like? How do you build a personal brand? What goes into it? How does social media get involved with that? Things along those lines, and give you guys some actionable tips.
Before we get started, this episode is brought to you by Planned Social, the done-for-you social media marketing solution for realtors, specifically designed for realtors. It is 30 captions, at least one photo that goes along with each caption, photo ideas so that you can hire somebody to take the photos, and a fill-in-the-blank personalizable captions. Sorry, messed that part up. Who cares? Let's go with it. It's only $30 a month. If you're a realtor and you need help with your social media, sign up. Check it out. There's a 3-day free trial or some kind of free trial always available. Okay, let's get started.
Yeah, so what have we been up to, Kyle?
What have we been up to? You've been growing a baby.
Yep, still doing that.
Trying to keep the house clean.
We're getting to the end.
We've been interviewing new clients, taking pictures, creating content. The main thing that we've been doing is getting the next 2 months of Planned Social completed so that when you have the baby, we don't have to worry about it.
Yeah.
That's about it.
Yeah, we've been working ahead.
That's right.
Doing a lot of stuff around the house. Like, you know, all the stuff that you put off for the 3 years we've lived here. We're finally starting to do some of that, get things ready.
And Kira has a squeaky toy.
Yep, and the dogs are still here acting crazy. This week coming up is Halloween. Next week is the big E word, the election that we will not talk about.
Oh, yeah.
So it'll be interesting next couple of weeks. And then after that, it's baby time.
Oh, boy. All right, we got to take that away from Kira.
What are you most nervous about? Halloween, the election, or baby time?
I'm pretty sure the baby. While Kim is getting Kira, maybe she should have let me because she's walking pretty slow these days. We only have like 5 weeks. We've been packing our bags. I didn't realize that you have to have like a go bag available for the hospital. So we got toothbrush
packed up. I mean,
you
don't have to, but then you'll be pretty uncomfortable.
Yeah, toothbrush, extra clothes, sweatpants, shorts, toiletries, like showering stuff, soap, shampoo, all that jazz. So just, it's getting real.
Really real.
Really real.
Yep. So that's going to be fun. But let's jump into building a personal brand, what that looks like, how we do it, and what they need to know.
And some action items. All right. First things first, a brand can't be bought. At least a personal brand can't be.
Okay. So here's the thing, though, is a lot of people think that when they hand out their business card or they wear a sweatshirt with their logo on it, or they drive around in a big van with a big logo on the side of it, that's branding. Is that wrong?
It's not necessarily wrong, but that is not your brand. People don't talk about your shirt when you leave. They talk about the experience that they had. They talk about you as a person, what you made them feel like.
Yeah, so a brand, essentially, I like to think of it as those are pieces of your brand, but your brand itself doesn't cost money. You can't go out and buy it. It's kind of defined by what your clients or customers make it. So they're kind of in charge when it comes to your brand. It's their decision whether they're going to choose product or a service over any other. And it's their perception of your business that is essentially your brand. So Seth Godin is like the big branding guy, and he always says that your brand is a set of expectations or perceptions. I forget all his words, but essentially it's the experience that you provide and how people feel about your business. So essentially if they walked out of the room, the words they're using to describe their interaction with you and your business, that is your brand in its essence.
Yeah. And that is what, Kim's out of breath after that big long sentence she had to do. It's what makes people decide to use you or buy your product versus buying someone else's product or their service that they provide. That's your brand. They choose you.
In this day and age, it's a heck of a lot easier to build your brand, especially a personal brand, because we have social media. Mm-hmm. We didn't have that before 10 years ago. Now we do. And that makes building your brand such an easy and accessible tool.
Yeah. Now, literally, it's 100% free. Used to, with advertising and marketing, you would buy ads and to expand your brand beyond the people that you could see daily. Now, the internet's available and you build your brand that way beyond the people that you see. Building a brand is creating content. And used to, creating content could be showing up to a BNI meeting or a Chamber of Commerce meeting. That is you in person being the content. Does that make sense to you?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So you're out there, people are interacting with you physically.
Physically.
And that's how you're spreading your branding, is through physical contact, because that was the easiest way.
And used to, the only way to get beyond that was paid advertising.
Commercials.
Via newspaper, billboards, commercials, and stuff like that. And then the internet came along, blogs came along, and now social media is available, and that's 100% free. You can talk about those interactions that you have. I still think personal interactions is a huge part of a brand, but showing people and telling people about those interactions and what you do in your business is a free way, or on social media is a free way to share who you are and what you're about. And if you fake it on the internet, and there are a lot of people that do this, they kind of boast, they'll rent fancy cars and stuff like that. I think we talked about this in the other episode. I said episode really weird. but people try to fake it. And faking it can only really be done on the internet, because if you show up to your chamber meeting in a Corolla, and then on the internet, all you have is Lamborghinis and Ferraris, people are going to be like, what the hell? That makes no sense. Why are you trying to give off this one perspective whenever we know you drive a 2002 Corolla and you make $30,000 a year, but of that $30,000, you rent
You can make on social media, you can make your brand whatever you want it to be.
Right. But it's
better to do it. And you can have that perception. But if you're going to take that brand and monetize it, mm-hmm. and especially if you're a local type business or somewhere where you're actually going to be seeing your clients, they're going to be coming in, they're going to be buying your products, they're going to interact with you personally, then they're going to catch on really quick that that brand that you quote unquote created on social media is not authentic to your actual brand.
That's right. So we say that you need to build connections online the same exact way as you would in person. So in person, if you talk about business a lot, you give advice, stuff of that nature, then that's what you should be doing online as well. Whenever you meet people, they ask you what you do, you talk about what you do, you talk about how you help people, stuff like that. That is the exact perception.
Yeah, it's like if you go to a party, not that we're going to many parties in 2020, but think back to last time you went to a cocktail party or a bar or wherever, and you start that first conversation with someone. You want to get to know who they are. You don't just come out and you say, I've got this product or this house or this car for sale. Buy it. You introduce yourself. You ask them some questions about themselves. You get to know what each other does for a living and what kind of hobbies you have in common. And then you kind of build that relationship from there. And then they're going to become a client or customer in the future because you built that friendship. And that's what you need to do on social media, building your brand too. You can't just jump out and sell in every post, that's not building those connections.
And one of the biggest excuses that we come across is, well, nobody follows me. And if I post something and ask a question, nobody's going to or like if you say, hey, let me know any questions that you guys have about X, Y, and Z, that way I can answer it. Well, nobody answers those questions or asks any questions. That's the reason why I say that it needs to be a mixture of in-person versus online. Because if you go to your local chamber meeting, people are going to ask you questions. People are going to have conversations with you. Then you relay those questions back to your social media. Hey, Tom asked a question about this, and this is the answer that I gave him about that question. You then tag the good person.
This is one of those actionable steps that I want to talk about in building your personal brand online, is it's creating that personal connection. Mm-hmm. And like you said, a lot of people get weirded out when they don't get any engagement, because we'll teach them, add a call to action at the end of every post, do this, and they're like, well, I only get 10 likes or nobody comments, like it feels weird. And that doesn't matter at the end of the day unless you're going out and doing your part of the personal connection too. You can't just walk up to a Chamber of Commerce meeting, stand in the corner and wear a name tag and expect everybody in the room to come up and want to get to know you.
That's right.
You have to go out, and same thing on social media, is you have to give engagement in order to get any kind of engagement back. So if nobody's answering your call to action, like if you say, hey, do you have any questions about real estate? Leave them in the comments below. And nobody's answering. Okay, well then in the time that I would have allotted to answer any questions, I'm going to go reach out to other people in the community, local people who may be my clients, and start commenting on their posts and starting those conversations so that they know I'm online, they know I'm available, and then that makes them want to interact with my posts in the future.
Yeah, exactly. And another part of that, we're just going to use the chamber as a local group. Most people's towns have a chamber of commerce. So if you go to a chamber of commerce meeting once and then show up again 6 months later, the likelihood of you getting any business or people remembering who the heck you are is very low. That brings us to consistency. So chamber meetings, it's consistency is next on your list here. Oh, sorry, I skipped ahead. We'll go back, but consistency. So showing up 6 months, 6 months, 6 months, people are not going to remember who you are. Chamber meetings may be only once a month, so 12 meetings a year or every other week. So showing up online is exactly the same. Show up 3 days a week, as long as it's consistent.
I think we used this example before, but I think it's better than the chamber meetings. Yeah, showing up. It's if you're in a relationship and you only come home Monday night, Wednesday night, and maybe Thursday night, and the rest of the nights you're gone, you aren't consistently coming home to your significant other, what's going to happen to that relationship? Or if your kid plays on the soccer team and you only take them to practice once a month because you've got other stuff going on, like you can't really get mad that they're not the star of the team or getting to play in every game. Like you got to understand that the people showing up consistently are going to win every single time, no matter what situation they're in.
Yep.
And that in and of itself is enough to set you apart
and
from anybody else in your field.
So it's not even necessarily that they win. If you don't take your kid to practice, they don't even get the chance to play. So right. Winning on social media is not your objective. That would be the win. Showing up on social media gives you a chance to play, which means if you sell houses, someone's going to give you the opportunity, not necessarily to sell their house, but to compete against somebody else who also sells houses. You don't even get the chance to play if you don't show up consistently building your brand and marketing your business.
Okay, so far we've got create your personal connections and show up consistently. So now let's talk about some of the, how do we do this within our content? Like, what does our content look like to build our personal brands? What kind of content do we need to be putting out there? Can I just post pictures, selfies of me, or do I post the products I'm selling? What should I actually be posting that's going to in turn help build my brand on social media?
The content that you need to be posting, and these are just a few ideas. It needs to be personal. People need to get to know you, who you are, what goes on in your business, not necessarily in your personal life, but in your personal business life. Educational, you need to show people that you have the knowledge of the industry that you're in or the product that you sell or the service that you provide.
And people get weird about education because they, A, don't want their competitors to learn their secrets, and they don't want to also spill everything they've got, because then they say, well, if I tell everybody everything I know, why would they come hire me?
And some people just don't know how to answer a freaking question. They don't have the knowledge. That's what we run across a lot too, when you say, well, what differentiates what you do from what
Billy Rob sharing does? Like, we literally share everything that we know.
Yeah.
And people are still going to come choose us.
That's right.
Just because I give it all away doesn't mean that Joe Schmo down the street can do it himself.
That's right.
He understands that I know what I'm doing, and he has faith and trust in me now because I've shared so much. But he also understands he doesn't have the time or ability to actually go out and do it, even though he understands now what I'm talking about.
Yeah, yeah. And with real estate, it's the same thing. If you work for a good office, there's 20 plus realtors at the office, give or take. Some offices have 150 realtors in one single office. I think there are 1.7 million realtors in the United States right now. So that being said, there's a lot of people that do the same exact job as you if you are a realtor. But nobody is you. Nobody provides that personal connection and gets along with the person the way that you're the potential client the way that you do. They don't want to sit down and have a beer with everybody. And some people don't want to hire someone that they would sit down and have a beer with. They want someone who's super professional, super wears a suit all the time. Other people want somebody who wears jeans all the time and drives a pickup truck. It just depends, that personal brand. The person that wears a suit every day, they do the same exact job as the person that wears jeans if they have a real estate license. They both sell real estate.
Yep. So that's going back to the personal part. So it's creating personable content so someone can get to know you, mm-hmm. creating educational content so someone can trust you. And then on social media right now, you also want to create searchable and savable content and shareable content, because you want people to be able to find you, because you don't know everybody, especially if you're a local business. It's very important that you make a heck of a lot of local connections so that you have more opportunities to get more clients. So you need to be able to show up in a way that somebody, you know, sitting at home 9 o'clock at night scrolling on Instagram, or if they're at the office on a lunch break looking on Facebook, they've got a way, they're looking for real estate questions. We'll use real estate as the example, and they come across you first.
Yeah, like an experience. I think this is kind of what you're talking about, the experience category. So this may come back a loop in a little bit with education, but maybe not. So an experience example would be how to choose the right paint color, or what to do in the spring whenever it comes to picking a landscaper to come work on your house. You know, that experience.
Putting yourself in the brain of your client. Yeah. What questions are they sitting there asking themselves and Googling? And how are you going to be the person that provides them with that answer first? Because that's going to build that trust and likability factor.
And different times of year, people ask themselves different things. So right now it's fall. People are getting ready to do Halloween things. So you talk about the specific neighborhood that you live in, or specific neighborhood that you provide a service in, and educate the clients on what's going on with Halloween that year. How's everything structured? This year, everything's kind of a little different. Some neighborhoods are wearing masks. Some neighborhoods say, you know, set a table out. Some people are at trick-or-treating. Some people are not. Then next month, Thanksgiving. Next month, Christmas. People do different things at different times of year, and that is a way to create an experience all year around, depending on what questions people may ask during that time of year. Like, who provides the, if you live in a neighborhood, or if you sell or provide a service in a neighborhood that has a lot of trees, what's the best way to rake your leaves? Or who is the best person to come to your neighborhood, bag up all your leaves and haul them all off? That's just another random example.
And these are things that these big conglomerates that you're kind of building your personal brand against. Like last week, we talked a lot about real estate versus Zillow.
Yeah.
That's the difference, is Zillow doesn't know who in your neighborhood can do this.
Right.
So they are never going to become that expert. They've got the ease and the name side part of it, but you've got that likability factor and that trust, and that you're the local expert factor. And that in and of itself is going to bring people to you over top of Zillow.
Zillow doesn't know that Joanne's nephew down the street, who's 14, is shoveling snow in people's driveways every afternoon for $15. They're never going to know that. But you as the realtor could be like, oh, my friend Joanne that we helped buy a house 4 years ago, her nephew's 15 years old and he's going around to all the neighborhood providing this service. So if you guys have snow in your driveway, let him go do it. Or he's raking people's leaves or whatever.
If you're doing it correctly and you're providing quality content that benefits the people in your community and who's following you, if you are being consistent and you're being yourself, you're being authentic, then I could go from selling real estate today and being very successful, and I could decide tomorrow that I want to open up a boutique or I want to have an ice cream truck or open up a restaurant. And because I've built that brand through that way, that transition is a heck of a lot easier and people are going to transition right there with me.
Yep.
And that's the difference between building a brand and not building a brand is in the personal brand standpoint of that is that people are going to come to you no matter what you're selling. Doesn't matter what you're selling. They're coming to you for you and for your brand.
That's right. Even a bigger brand, like a big specific business brand, people trust that.
Well, heck yeah, Disney. I mean, Disney could sell something crazy and people would buy it.
Disney just this year started a TV
brand. Netflix.
Netflix kind of subscription television, a TV subscription. So you can watch all the Disney stuff and all the National Geographic stuff. And I forget how many millions of people they had sign up for their $7.99 per month.
A lot.
Company. And their original brand was animated cartoons. So they've rebranded over and over and over. People trust that brand. They know if that person comes out or if that company comes out with a good product.
As how do you go from being a media company to building the world's largest and most well-known physical entertainment site where people, amusement park, I guess is what it's called. Yeah. And there's like multiple locations all over the world.
Yeah. See, I don't, it's a, branding. And that was Walt Disney's personal brand.
Yep. So what we've got when you're building a brand online is educating and creating content that people are going to want to share and save and pass along to their friends so that they can learn. You want to be personable and authentic. You need to build those personal connections by going out and engaging with other people. So sending likes, comments, DMs, and giving that kind of engagement that you want to get in return. And then the most important thing that we talked about was consistency, because if you can do all those other things, but if you don't do them consistently, you're not going to build that brand.
Yep.
So those are kind of our four pillars that go into building your brand onto social media.
Say those four pillars one more time. So
oh boy.
One is create content consistently.
Yes. And your content should be educational. Education, is that a word?
Well,
educational. Oh God, I don't know if that's a word. Personable. And it should be something that people can search and find and share with their friends.
Yep.
You want to create personal connections. So giving the engagement that you want to receive. Going back to that content is educating, creating that experience, and then showing up consistently.
Okay. Perfect.
I don't know if I did that in the same order, but you all will get the point.
Create content consistently. Educate, personal. Provide an experience that people want to see.
Yeah.
That's got it.
Yep. Yep.
What else? Is there anything else?
Well, I think the biggest thing aside from being consistent is remembering that social media is not about you when you're using it to build a brand and using it for your business. And we get stuck in this a lot as people want to post what they want to post instead of posting what their followers and clients need to see from them. So,
and it can be some of what you want to post. That way you still have your, you still, it gives you the want.
Yes. But it needs to be like 80-20. 80% of your content should provide value to your ideal client or customer.
Right.
So you need to put yourself in their shoes and think of how you can help them and how you can serve them. And that's really what social media is for. when working with a business mindset.
And remember that depending on where you are in your business, what got you to this point in your business is not what's going to get you to the next point in your business. Mm-hmm. If you want to stay where you are,
like, well, I'm successful and I did it without social media, so I don't need to waste my time on that.
Exactly.
But if you're going to get to the next level, you need to do something more.
And I say that's the reason why you are where you were 4 years ago, and somebody that started 2 years ago is at the point where you are right now, and you've been in business 20 years.
It's my favorite analogy to use, you know, history of being a fitness trainer here is you go to the gym and you see the same people year after year running on the treadmill, and they look the same year after year because they haven't done anything more, whether it's diet, different types of workouts, things like that, to make those changes. So it's the same thing when it comes to your business and using social media. Social media is no longer a fun pastime. Social media is a key marketing tool that if you're running any kind of business, whether it's your side gig, your side hustle, or it's for your full-time business that you've built, social media needs to be a top marketing tool that you are using.
Exactly. It's essential. If you do not want to get passed up in whatever business you're in, social media is essential. And we were even having a conversation with a church. We may have some of them on the podcast. They were like, oh yeah, we don't really use social media a whole lot. I'm like, well, yeah, this new church that just came in 10 minutes down the road is staying consistent. So the likelihood of them wanting to FOMO, fear of missing out, they want to go to the new place because that place is providing all these experiences. So one or the other, you guys either start showing all the cool experiences that you're providing to your clients, which is, you know, the church congregation or whatever, or that other place is going to do it and take your entire congregation.
Yeah. So like we said earlier, building your brand and using social media, it doesn't cost you money. It doesn't have to. If you want to outsource things, then yes, you're going to spend some money for that.
And that just depends on where you are in your business.
But it does cost time.
Right.
It does cost some ego and it does cost some pride because you have to put yourself out there. It takes a lot of time. We know that because we run a lot of social media stuff. And you just have to factor that into your business. You need to be the one. If it's between you and Joe, and Joe's willing to get on Facebook Live and look like an idiot, but he doesn't really care and he does it day after day and he's posting content and you're posting just listed once a month or just sold every couple days, whatever, who's going to win the next client?
That's right.
It's going to be Joe, who's putting in the time and he's not worried about and what he looks like and building, he's just doing it. He's building his brand.
Personal connection with everybody. Yeah, that's exactly right. And it doesn't matter what business you're in.
And remember, we're our own worst critics because one of the biggest things we get is, oh, I don't like how I look in pictures, or I don't like how my voice sounds in video. I don't like this look. I need to go get my hair done first, or my makeup doesn't look good today. Sure. But people see you every day. You think you look 100 times worse or sound weirder than anybody else even crosses their mind. Nobody's got time to worry about whether that.
The way you sound is what people hear, and the way you look is what people see. It doesn't matter if it's a frozen frame with a camera or via audio, just like this podcast. That's what people hear and that's what they see.
You just got to do it. And you got to just kind of get over that hump of feeling insecure about it. Yeah. And it's hard. I mean, I get it. I still get weirded out being on video and
Kim
pictures
doesn't like
and things
to hear
like that.
Her own
but
voice. But
you've got to be the one that's willing to do it, or you're not going to be the one that's going to grow from anything.
That's exactly right. Create content that your ideal clients want to see. That's the goal.
Mic drop.
That's a wrap.
Thank you for listening to the Kim and Kyle podcast. Make sure to subscribe so you don't miss our next episode. If you want to grow your business, follow us on social media. And if you want to have a good day, go pet a dog.